Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 67. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the podcast. We have a big one today with the girls in from Keep It Cleaner, Laura Henshaw and Steph Claire Smith. We're going to be tackling the topic of body image and self-image, particularly for females, but it does also apply to males. So I think you're going to get a lot out of today's episode. The girls go into a bit of detail about their own lives, but also how a lot of the stuff we see on social media is just the highlights of people's life and not the actual reality. So if you do enjoy the episode, please do let me know and feel free to leave a review. Now let's get straight into the episode. Hi guys, today I'm very lucky to be joined by the girls from Keep It Cleaner, Steph Claire Smith and Laura Henshaw. Thanks for joining me, girls.
No problem.
Thanks, Dan.
So as you guys know, this is for the podcast, but also I'm going to put this video up on Facebook and on YouTube, and we spoke about it the last couple of months. I mentioned to the both of you that it'd be good to talk about, especially for females, self-image or body image and how you girls kind of approach it. Mm-hmm. So to kick things off, I'd like to just get both of you to just give me a bit of a background story on kind of your journey so far in like the health and fitness industry, and with your training and nutrition and things that you've kind of been through, whether it's good or bad, mm-hmm. and where you're currently at. So Steph, cool. You want to kick us off?
Yeah, sure. So I was always sporty as a kid. I loved team sports. And then it was probably when I finished school and I started modelling was when I looked into training, I suppose, yep. more so for body image than it was just for fun. And that was also the age where my metabolism started to drop. I was really lucky as a kid. I had such a quick metabolism, so I got away with yep. eating quite a lot of naughty foods and stayed quite little. And obviously the new pressure from modelling kind of grew over the time. And I suppose when it got serious was when I spent some time in New York. I went to live there and it was a brand new market for me. I was doing pretty well back at home in Australia, in the Australian market. And then when I went there, I kind of had to start from scratch and I was a new face, and it's a completely different market overseas, definitely back then. And I got this new pressure of trying to be a certain way and not really getting to be happy in myself and having to try and look like someone else, kind of. Which was really scary and a new struggle for me, and I wasn't used to not feeling confident in myself and, you know, getting dressed a million times because I didn't think I looked good in anything. It was a really hard time, and I did develop some kind of eating, I wouldn't say disorders, but
bad habits.
I got into a bad habit of overeating because I was being so, so strict on myself that it got to a point where I wasn't letting myself go out and see friends or anything like that. So the only time I left the house was basically to exercise. And as I was home, I just kind of bored ate. But everything that I was eating was healthy. So in my mind, I was like, no, it's totally fine. But I was just eating so, so much. And it's still to this day something that I can struggle with time to time. But I suppose it just really got to a point where I realized that no matter what I did, I wasn't going to get to where they wanted me to get to. Yep. And I was going to have to live a pretty unhappy life to be that way. So I went home, got back to my normal self, and I just realized I had to find that balance where I was happiest in myself and had a nice lifestyle where I could go out and see friends and have that balanced food and still be happy in my body and still work. And yeah.
Yeah, so for you guys that are watching or listening, you know I talk about a lot with flexible dieting and not being too restrictive to the point where you get to that point where you feel like you need a binge or overeat, because it just ends up being a never-ending cycle and just repeats itself over and over and over again. So balance definitely is the key. And Laura, do you want to just quickly share a bit about your kind of journey?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in a really healthy family. I did a lot of school sport when I was a kid, so I ate pretty well. But when I started getting into modelling when I was 19, I had this kind of mental pressure on myself that I had to be this stick thin size and be so strict to myself. And I had just got Instagram at that point. I didn't have an account where people followed me, I just followed other people. And I followed all of these calorie restrictive accounts, I followed vegan accounts, I followed paleo accounts, I followed raw till 4 accounts, and I was trying to follow all of their diets at the same time because that I was just absorbed in it, and I was obsessed with wanting to look like these amazing girls. And I think that was not a good thing for me because I was spending maybe 4 hours to 6 hours a day looking at these pictures on Instagram of these girls, because you just got, you know, you go on your phone all the time. And then I went and modeled overseas, and I had a lot of pressure on me to lose weight, kind of the same as Steph. The overseas market is just so different. And I was 10 kilos skinnier than I am now. I remember looking, recently I saw a photo of myself back from when I was in Milan, and I look sickly skinny. But at the time, I remember thinking that I was just way too big for the market. I had to lose more weight, and it makes me so upset to look at that because of what I thought of myself at the time. And I think for me, it took maybe 2 years to get to the point where I am now. Steph helped me a lot, because when I met Steph, I kind of learned that in the modeling industry, you don't have to starve yourself, especially in Australia. And I started my blog, and we started to keep it cleaner and sharing our recipes. And I think that's where I mean, it's always a challenge. I mean, you always mentally kind of, you've still got that voice in the back of your head, but mine's nearly gone now. And I'm at a point now where I'm exercising for me because I want to feel good, not because of how it will make me look. And I'm eating whatever I want when I want. I'm not restricting myself. For me, the worst thing is counting calories. That it gave me a bit of food anxiety. And I would go out for dinner with my friends, and I got to a point where I probably, like Seth, didn't want to go in the first place. And if I did have to go, if I knew that I couldn't control the oil that the restaurant was using, I would punish myself the next day by not eating anything, which was just such a bad mentality. And now I'm in the headspace that if I have a bad meal the next day, I don't care. That's fine. One bad meal is not going to undo anything. So that's probably my story.
I think you've both mentioned there about the expectations you had on yourself because of what other people expected of you, or what saw in other people.
Yeah, definitely. Especially social media. Social media for me was the worst thing.
Social media, but also just like, both starting in the modeling industry, I think you just have this thing in your mind that if someone is walking past you down the street and you introduce yourself as a model, instantly I was just thinking, oh, I wonder if they think I look like a model. Maybe I don't look like a model. Maybe I'm not like, you know, typical model looking. So I think it sounds so silly, but it really is. It really does get to your head.
And you girls both feel like you're in a good place now in terms of not really caring about what other people not so much what they think of you, but more so like if you look and feel
good,
you're not too worried about what other people's opinions of that.
Everyone has off days. There's any person that's 100% mentally. You always have something about yourself that you don't like, or you might. But I'm now better at focusing on the things that I do like, and I push the other ones behind, and that's
And it's definitely gotten to a point where it is more of a challenge in yourself to tell yourself. Like, I've definitely been able to block out other people's judgments, because really, like, you are your worst, like, your enemy. Yeah. So for me, it's never really been an issue with too much worrying about what people are saying on social media. It is a self thing. I suppose I'm getting there. Definitely a lot better than I used to be. So yeah, but as Laura said, it's about focusing on things that you do like about yourself. Learning to love your body.
Yeah, and you girls both do obviously have massive followings, but even for girls that might be watching or listening that don't have a big following, it can be as simple as one person saying something and that getting on their mind, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, like, half the time, if you ever see me write back to someone who said something rude, because most of the time I don't give them any energy, but if I do, it's only because I feel like some of you guys might have taken offence to it as well. If someone writes on Laura's page calling her something stupid or ridiculous, like fat or overweight, someone looking at Laura's page might read that and think, well, if she's overweight, like, what am I? And that's the last thing we want, so.
Yeah, and I think you girls do this really well. You put a lot of your energy into training or into other projects, and you're focusing on improving in those areas. So what, obviously I've been lucky enough to work with you girls on your new project.
Yeah, Dan's our trainer.
So excited.
What do you find, like, what kind of gives you that drive, like, each day? Is it training? Like, I know, Steph, you do a lot of boxing. I know, Laura, you love your running and now strength training and stuff. Is there something that you focus on to kind of take your mind off, particularly what you're, I guess, looking like?
I think it's like we want to do it for ourselves, but really a lot of what we do is we really love helping you guys. I mean, we put ourselves in your position. And if I had social media back when I was a younger teenager, I would have loved to follow someone, I don't know, I suppose, like us, in that health, kind of healthy
Definitely.
Healthy living aspect. And we just want to be there for you guys. So, I mean, anytime you want. We might not always get back to your questions, but we do try.
We try.
But if there's anything specific you guys want to know, we try and share pretty much everything.
We do.
And it's not because we're just like obsessed with ourselves and obsessed with social media. We do it because, you know, you guys want to see that sort of stuff and we want to share everything with you.
Yeah, and we know the influence, I mean, that we have on a lot of you, which is amazing, and we're so lucky, and we don't take that lightly. I mean, if I caused someone to go through what I went through when I was 19, I would just delete my account. I couldn't think of anything worse. So we have a big responsibility and we know that, and so it's really important that we try and, I suppose, be as positive as possible at all
times. Yeah, I think what you both do well is also share like the not so good stuff. Well, not so good, but you don't just put up the highlights. You
That's
know,
right.
You show the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And people have to be careful with that. Like, people share the best 5%, and I always say this, people share the best 5% of their life. And if you compare 95% of your life to 5% of someone else's, how on earth are you meant to compare that? That's not fair. But we do try to share as much as... I mean, we don't share everything because you have to keep some things to yourself.
Yeah, of course.
Just always be very mindful of that, because life is not perfectly presented pancakes and diaries open with grain smoothies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's more to life. There's bad things that go on and just, yeah.
100%. Well, girls, thanks so much. Really do appreciate you sharing this today. And obviously, you've got some exciting stuff coming up later in the year with Keep It Cleaner. So
any of
you girls that are watching that want a little bit more to do with Steph and Laura, you can definitely get involved a little bit later in the year. Is there any more details you can kind of...
I mean, you could follow us on our Instagram.
Yes.
And, I mean, both of our personal accounts will be updating you guys on that all the time, but definitely Keep It Cleaner. We will keep you updated as
soon as we can
possible.
Release the date. We will.
Fantastic. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast already or to my YouTube channel, please do. Plenty of more content to come up very soon. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.